Exeter charges to a 3-0 record with win over West York area. September 11, 2022. By Jerry Gelef. On a night when the offense sputtered in the first half before catching a groove, the Exeter Eagle defense was stellar throughout the game. With their second shutout in three games, Exeter beat the West York area Bulldogs, 0-3, 35-0. The Bulldogs threw several trick plays at Exeter throughout the game, none of them working to put points on the board. A stifling Exeter defense held West York to minus 52 yards of running, with only one player gaining positive yardage, Jackson Ferber, who had 1 yard. Overall, West York slogged out 8 first downs, and a total of 117 yards. Once Exeter's offense got on track, it was potent, collecting 15 first downs and 368 total yards of offense. The game started with the Dogs kicking off. They attempted an onside kick, which fooled no one. But Exeter's first possession stalled, turning the ball over on downs. The first quarter was scoreless, but Exeter started their offensive turnaround quickly in the second. After an impressive drive, Pharrell Casseris ran the ball into the end zone from 12 yards out. That was followed in their next possession by a Joey Schlaufer TD pass by QB Mason Rotelli, and a hard-running TD by Air Bay Richie Karstein. The visitors started off the second half with an aborted drive. The drive was stopped by a huge 14-yard loss and a sack by Exeter pound Miles Brand. Exeter's first possession of the half then produced a great run by Karstein, negated by a holding call. Undaunted, Karstein ripped off 3 straight runs, the first taking Exeter to the West York 23, the next run taking them to the 8, then culminating in a run into the end zone for his second TD of the night. On their next possession, the special teams got it done. Exeter's movement stalled and they were forced to punt. On the punt, DB Nathan Pashley hustled down in coverage of the Matthew Skipper kick. The ball was touched by West York on the 27, but the ball skittered by receiver Kyan Moore, who gave no chase, and was recovered by Pashley in the end zone for Exeter's final score. Exeter QB Rotelli finished the game 9-14 passing for 167 yards, with one interception and another solid performance. For the third straight week, the Exeter offensive line did the hard work, opening holes for Casseris and Kostein to blow through, and virtually at will. In an interview on the Exeter Sports Network after the game, offensive lineman Anthony Coxese cautioned his teammates, "Honestly, today, I feel we could have done better. I feel like we left some out on the field to still get. I think we've definitely still got some stuff to work on. We're a great unit, but there's still work to be done." Eagles head coach Matt Bauer said after the game there were some deficiencies in the team's play. "We've got a lot to work on. We definitely need to be more sound, protect the football. We turned the ball over tonight in key situations, and you can't do that in big games. That's definitely a point of emphasis this week." Next up for Exeter is the heated rivalry with Governor Mifflin, in Shillington. After last year's state stunning victory by Exeter in the District 3 championship game, the Mustangs will be looking for revenge. The game can be heard on the Exeter Sports Network with Ryan Linea Weaver and Darren Ziner starting at 6:45 with the pregame show.